This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'm going to start with a nice word in Parshas Lech Lechu. The Pusik says, Vayisa loit mikedem, Vifrid ish me'al uchiv. Avram Yushu Beres Knu, Avad Yushu Vure HaKikar. Right, so the Balatirim says that the Sefer Taivas of Ishmael Uchiv, Avram, is Oisius Shulaim. Shulaim. Ishmael Uchiv Avram is Shin Lamed Vuv Mem, the Sefer Taivas. This is Oisius Shulaim. He says, Lalamdachu ki pride zi hoisel at Soirech Shulaim. The period over here was a period in the name of Shulaim. Now, sometimes people want to be very close, people want to be B'Shulaim. You want to be peaceful and close and connected. And very often that causes a lot of problems. Because they want to be too close. They don't know how to be close. And Shulaim could sometimes be the cause of machloikas. I think I mentioned this recently. Somebody told me it's sad to see how many people are fighting over love. They're fighting with the people they love most because they want to be loved and they don't feel loved. And they wanted to express love and it wasn't taken the expression and they didn't see it. So they're fighting day and night because I want to love you and I want you to love me. And why don't you love me? And why don't you let me love you? So people are fighting most with the people they love because they're fighting over love. You know, if you want to fight with your enemy, you want to fight with someone who's stealing from you or somebody who's hurting you, that's one thing. But to fight with the people you're closest to, all because if you would really love me, then you would have said, and if you didn't say, then I'm insulted. So people are fighting with people they want to love. So the Baltidim is telling us that there is sometimes a pride of Yifridi Ishmael Uchiv. You know why they separated? Because they wanted to love each other. And it was important to know that in order to be B'shulaim, in order to live peacefully and be happy together with one another, they had to be apart. And I think this is an important lesson in a lot of areas where people shouldn't smother each other. People have to know healthy boundaries, when to separate, when to let other people breathe, when to let themselves breathe. But I think another place where this is relevant, and something I wanted to discuss, is to know how to not mix in to make peace in order so that there should be peace. Very often people attempted to mix into situations where you're close, you're between two siblings that are not getting along. And you feel bad. You want that they should get along. So what do? You jump into the fire and you start mixing in. You start telling this one something and that one something and bringing back bits and pieces of communication. And you just make things worse. Now everyone is well-meaning. Obviously, people have good intentions and well-meaning. And sometimes, in order to cause shulaim, people make bigger problems. And it's important to know when to say this is not for me. I got to step out. And I see this so often in situations. This is not what I'm going to be discussing today, but I've discussed this many times, and people wrote to me a lot about it, and I talked to people about it, where people say that my spouse and my child aren't getting along, and I'm the monkey in the middle. So again, for the sake of Shulaim, and in the name of Shulaim, people try mixing in and getting people to understand each other, and sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you'd have to just mix out, or just know how to navigate very carefully, without pursuing the Shulaim and making sure everyone gets along, just so that things don't get worse. I think this is just a very important lesson to know your limits, know what you could accomplish, know what you can't accomplish, and sometimes you're actually accomplishing more peace by not pursuing the peace. So that's the oyev shulam, roed of shulam that sometimes has to be done. So let me read a question. Hi, I listen to your Shiur Matorah anytime and I'm really inspired by your lessons. I'm wondering if you would address my question, though it's not about marriage or parenting. Okay. My father is a very tough person with a personality disorder. My parents both come from difficult backgrounds, and being that that help wasn't so common at the time they got married, they never got the help they needed. I got married X amount of years ago, and my mother calls me a lot when there's a disagreement between my parents or between my father and the kids, and she asks me to speak to my father, believing that to me he would listen. I keep telling her that she should reach out to a professional, and that I really don't feel comfortable doing this, but sometimes I feel guilty, thinking that maybe as a daughter it's my responsibility to do something. What is your take on kids being involved in solving issues between parents? Thank you. So when I got this letter, which was quite a while back actually, I wrote that not too long ago I had addressed this in a shir of Parshas Mishputim Tufshin Pai Aleph, right? It's already 3 years ago. I think it's 3 years ago. Pai Aleph is 3 years ago, but I'm not sure with the English date. And the response that I got was, thank you for sharing this lesson. It did answer part of the question. But what if the parents who's trying to involve the kids in their fights? How should that be handled? Which means I assume, I didn't look back, but I assume that the question then was, should a child mix in on their own? And even if the general answer was no, what if the parent is asking a child to mix in? So let me just start off by saying that it's sadly common. Children see it all, right? many children, by the time they're getting married and they're older and they have a family of their own, and they're just more aware and more mature, they're noticing exactly what's going on between parents, right? Even just going back, they start noticing what happened all along. And even when children are young, they notice it. And I think this is a good incentive for parents to just think about how they communicate and how they treat each other, because children are watching. You know, when everything happens so gradual that people don't realize that. You know, when the baby's only 2 months old, he's not realizing, maybe certainly not on a conscious level, that the parents aren't getting along. And when he's 4 months old, also not. And 8 months, also not. And 12 months, also not. But when, yeah, it happens at some point. But because it happens so slowly, very often we don't realize these things, and you have bickering and fighting and hostile things going on, but not everywhere. And people don't realize that, yeah, there are people watching this. There are people watching this, and this is just something to think about. So that's first of all. Another thing I want to mention is that it's sad that people don't get along, but unfortunately it's sadly common that people don't get along. I'm not saying this is everywhere, but people don't get along. There's such a thing as people not getting along. And often children look down at parents when they see that the parents aren't getting along. Now, aside from having to respect parents and be respectful and honor your parents, you don't have to, I don't think you have to think very highly of your parents, and sometimes that's part of the challenge, and that's debatable if part of Kibbutz Avraham means looking up to your parents and really thinking highly of them. But I don't think it's a reason to look down at someone because they're not getting along. And it's not only with parents. If you have a brother or a sister who's struggling with shalom bias, you don't have to look down at them. It's sad, but unfortunately, not everyone has the same easy time getting along with each other like you do, or like other people do. And some people are struggling more than others. Some people are less equipped, you know, to navigate difficult relationships than others, especially if you're talking about personality disorder and things like that. Just don't look down at people, especially not your parents, just because they can't get along. And the fact that you could or are getting along better than them, or you'd expect more of somebody, doesn't mean that you should look down at them. And that's very... It's a very important introduction to discuss the idea of children watching their parents not get along. Okay, so your parents aren't getting along. It's nice to think that your father is Superman, that your mother is Superwoman, and sometimes Superman and Superwoman also don't get along. And it doesn't mean that they're not super, and it doesn't mean that they're not dedicated and loyal to you as a parent. It doesn't mean they deserve any less respect or any less respectable people. Another thing, which is not necessarily part of this discussion here, and maybe more often relevant to children living at home still, but it's sad when children take advantage of parents not getting along. And I'm saying this also just because, just recently, I was involved in such a situation where unfortunately shalom bias wasn't good, and you had children, adult children, who were taking advantage of it. When they didn't like something that the mother was saying, they would be chutzpahtik and say, yeah, that's because you do the same thing with Tati, and Tati said this, and Tati's right. And they're taking advantage of the fact that the relationship isn't good. And, you know, it's sad, but you know, what could the mother answer? Everyone knows that Tati just said yesterday how stingy mommy is and how she doesn't understand anyone and whatever else, which was terrible of the father to say in front of the children. And here you have children that are taking advantage of that fight and ganging up on a mother and trying to manipulate her because they're saying something hurtful, which she knows where they got it from. The same thing is the other way around. You know, telling Tati that, yeah, because you this and you that, you're never home, and mommy's right. And terrible, terrible thing. And it has to be mentioned. If you see your parents not getting along, don't ever chas v'shalom forget about looking to help out. Don't make things worse, and don't take advantage, and don't think that just because you have a one up over here, you know, to say something disrespectful, which might you know. Anyway, it's just a very, very sad and hurtful phenomenon that happens. Now, in general, not even only with parents, in general, whenever you're mixing in, this is what I started off with, whenever you're mixing in to help people get along, it's very tricky. It's not easy. Some people are totally not equipped and not professional, let's call it. They don't know what to say, what not to say. They don't realize what's going to come out of each comment or each repeated remark or each thing that they try to do. You should be very careful. That's first of all. It's not an easy thing. When people aren't getting along, there's a reason for it. Doesn't mean that it's justified or it's logical, but there's a reason why they're not getting along. And just because you're going to say this or do that doesn't mean they'll start getting along automatically. Another thing is where people jeopardize their own relationship to help someone else get along. Right? So you're getting along with your brother and your sister, and they're not getting along, and you're mixing in, aside from you maybe not know what you're doing and not accomplishing anything, but now you're jeopardizing your own relationship for that. Maybe you don't have to. You can ask someone if you're obligated to do that, but often your sister will keep on pestering you, please tell him this, tell him that, don't do this, don't do that. in the meantime, you want to be good and well-meaning and you love both of them, but it's going to be at the expense of your relationship, and that's something that very often can be a big mistake, especially when it won't help. So the same thing is with parents. Very often you're mixing into your parents' relationship, and if it's going to be at the expense of your own relationship with a parent, that's already just another reason to resist, because aside from not helping out, you're actually making things worse. And again, a lot of this has to be discussed with Das Torah and make sure that you're doing the right thing and not doing the wrong thing, but it's just something to think about. Don't take lightly the fact that this might affect your relationship. Just because now you're getting along with two people doesn't mean that you can say what you want to either of them and everything will go well. Now, in general, let's go back to the general before your mother asks you to mix in. In general, mixing in and trying to help your parents get along very often doesn't come so much from oyev shulam, reyev shulam kind of attitude as much as trying to be mechanach your parents. You can't handle the way Tati's talking to Mommy or the way Mommy's treating Tati. And it's important for people to realize it's not your place to be mechanach your parents. I heard somebody discussing this about Kirev recently, talking to a group of teenagers, or not teenagers, but a group of Balei Tshuva. What's the obligation of a Balei Tshuva to be mekarev his parents to Yiddishkeit? So again, of course, Kol Yisrael arrive mzelezeh, and you have to make a good impression, there's a way to do it, and whatever. And you want to behave in a way that your parents are impressed by somebody who's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. But to take the obligation of being mechanach your parents is most often both unproductive, doesn't work, and very often totally not your obligation. So when you see your parents not treating each other nicely, and you step in because I'm going to be the savior, and I'm going to teach them. Now I'm old enough, and when they were young, they didn't have the help they needed, and I know how to do it, and I got better training, and they didn't, so I'm going to come in and fix the place. It's very often just the wrong attitude, and doesn't accomplish anything anyway. And you just have to know your place. Everyone has to know their place in this world. So often people say something like, I'm going to watch my child do this and this and not say anything. Well, if you can watch someone else's child do it and not say anything, maybe with your own child it's the same. Now, obviously, your own child and another child is different. But if in the context of chinuch you're not obligated to, and if sometimes it's better not to say something because it won't help, and you're just saying it to let off steam because I can't watch this happen, well, if you're watching other people do it and you're fine with that, then think twice before you say it to your child. Now, especially over here, if you could watch other people not get along, then maybe you could be able to watch your parents not get along too and not say something. And even if somebody is asking you to mix in, you have to realize that as much as you want to be helpful and respectful and do what's being asked of you, you can't do more than you could do. You don't want to do anything that's going to be damaging. Now, I will admit that there are children who do have a way with parents. Somebody was recently telling me of such a situation where I have these issues with my wife, but I have one daughter who whenever we have any issue, I talk to her, she has a way of giving it over and everything gets resolved. Beautiful. Beautiful. If that could happen, I think it's wonderful. I think a child that really does have a way with a father or a mother and resolves things quickly and everyone feels good about it, I think such a child is somewhat obligated to do so. I don't know if it's a chiyuv of kibbutz of wine, but your parent is asking you to do something and you know you could and you tried it in the past and it works, and just to say, that's not my business, I don't have koyach for this, it's not for me. I think if you could help your parents, especially when someone's asking, one of them is asking you to help out, I think you should. But this is not often the case. And especially over here, it sounds like you either have experience knowing that it's not going to help, or you don't have experience knowing that it will help. And even then, when somebody does feel that they could try and proceed with caution, it definitely has to be done very carefully and very respectfully. Any complaint or anything challenging that you're going to come to one parent about, especially if it's coming from the other, directly or indirectly, has to be done very, very carefully and very thought out and with a lot of respect. And just because something is obvious, something is very wrong, or something was noticed by a lot of people, or whatever it is, doesn't mean that you could be disrespectful about it, especially if you're trying to accomplish anything. Now, if you feel like you're right, that no, you can't do this, it's not going to work, and like I just discussed, it's just not going to work, it's not going to be. Now, the question is, how do you communicate that to your mother who's asking you to get involved, or to your father who's asking you to get involved? That's something else. And like all communication has to be done respectfully. So some people just like being a sounding board, and without getting involved, they listen. They listen to a parent complain about a spouse. Sometimes it's the least you could do, sometimes it's the most you could do, sometimes it's important to do. Sometimes it actually helps and makes people calmer, the fact that somebody listened, and sometimes it's part of the problem. Sometimes listening too much and validating too much, your mother complaining about your father, just gets her more worked up. And you see, even Esti believes what I'm saying, and even Suri understood me, and even Burich, believes that. You have to be careful. So sometimes, again, I'm just giving the different sides of the coin. Sometimes it's the right thing to do to just listen and somebody let off the steam and you know that you're being helpful by that. And sometimes listening too much is a problem. And even that's a problem. Even just listening could be a problem. And even that has to be turned down very respectfully, very carefully. I understand you, mommy. I feel bad that you're going through this. I wish I could be more help. I don't feel that I'm a help or that I can do something about it. I don't feel good about these conversations. I don't think it's good for me to hear this. I wish I could be more helpful and things like that. You want to very respectfully know how to turn down a conversation when it's not helpful. And you can be clear about it. And when somebody says, oh, you don't even listen, you don't even care, you don't have to be so intimidated. You can say, no, I really do want to listen. I really do care. And I just don't feel that I can do this or that it's helpful or good. And that's that. Sometimes you don't have a choice and you can play around and say, listen, I'll try to give over the message, I'll wait for an opportunity and things like that. With Chachma, you could definitely know how to navigate these conversations, but you have to be careful. So I think it starts by knowing that very often you don't have what it takes to mix in and it's not good for you to mix in, you're not obligated to mix in. And then there's the part of communicating that and making sure that you just say whatever you could say to make people feel the best they could feel without making any damage or making things worse. Now, even suggesting help, which is something you mention, it's often a very good idea. And interestingly, this is what I tell parents to tell children who are mixing in the parents about their marriages. Just recently again, when a son or a daughter is calling parents, my shalom bayis is not good, or my husband's this, my wife is that, most often the right thing for parents to do is say, wow, thank you for sharing, I feel so bad, I think you should talk to this person. As a matter of fact, you can sometimes add, well, me and Tati had an issue. We also spoke to this person, very intelligent. I wish I could help you more. Most often when parents actually get involved, they do it very emotionally and very passionately, and it causes damage because obviously we're all subjective and trying to help kids and whatever. Now the same thing is the other way around. When children know how to tell parents, I feel for you and I understand and I don't know what I would do and I think that there are people that could deal with this better than I can. I think you should talk to someone about it. Now that has to be done also, even with more respect, obviously, than parents will tell a child. Make sure it doesn't sound like you think your parents are doing the wrong thing or they don't know what they're doing or you must be a big problem or things like that. But very often that's the right thing to do. Suggest that your mother or father find the right person to talk to. And even if they don't take that suggestion right away, you can repeat it as often as you feel that it won't be taken wrong. And sometimes saying it a few times just makes someone more comfortable with the idea. So these are things that I think, it's sad that there isn't that much more you can really do. Sometimes you could go and find somebody who could mix in a respectful way, but again, you always have to proceed with caution whenever you're touching sensitive places, especially when it comes to parents. Now, there is such a thing as giving chizik. There is such a thing as, again, it's always hard to apply it and make sure people are understanding when and where, but I've seen situations where a parent was unfortunately struggling and suffering so much and was in an abusive relationship and people and the children knew it, well, the least you could do is at least give chizik. In other words, it's not about making them get along better, it's not about taking sides, it's not about justifying and becoming a negotiator. And sometimes somebody is being abused and as a child who's watching it, you should at least listen and give the chizik and do what you could in that sense. And it's important to know when is it a typical shalom bayis bickering that you want to just stay out of because it's not your business and you won't help. And when is it somebody who's actually suffering or being abused? And yeah, it does demand more of you to at least be there emotionally and give the support that a parent deserves to get from a child, especially if you see it for what it is and you really do know what's going on. But it's not a question that even in those situations, you always have to be very careful. It could take nothing to go into the wrong mode of provoking and making things worse. And giving the wrong kind of chizik that can make someone more angry and more resentful and damage a relationship. It takes a lot of chokhmah. It takes a lot of chokhmah. Very often you'll need one-on-one guidance to know how to say and what to say, where to apply and how to follow through. And a lot of siyata d'shmaya that you want to daven for to make sure that you are helping your parents and you are being a loyal and dedicated child as much as you could be and helping situations, but then staying very far away from anything that could be damaging and all that. I'll end off by saying that parents shouldn't be using children, not the children at home, which is something that's very common. Unfortunately, when spouses don't get along and start sending kids, tell Tati that I took the money, or ask mommy for money, or tell this one. It's a terrible thing, mixing up little kids. And same thing even with married children. I understand that by the time your children are married and they're adults and you think that they could be more helpful and communicate better and get involved, and very often you're just causing a lot of stress and grief and using children when they shouldn't be used. You have an issue, try to work it out. You don't get along with your spouse, find someone who could help you. Just because you have kids at your disposal doesn't mean that you should be using them. And the fact that they're married or old enough doesn't mean that it's very different. And you could be causing even more stress sometimes on their shalom bias, other things. You know, just because they're a little older doesn't mean it's any less of a problem than doing this with children at home. But in any case, it's very important for people to be aware of not mixing in their children to their own issues just because you have people that are there for you and want to help you. As a matter of fact, even when children want to help you sometimes, it's important to know how to respectfully turn them down and say, listen, this is not your place. Not in a dismissive way where you're doing away with somebody who's trying to be helpful, but they're probably most often not the people that could help. Like I said, there are exceptions. There are people that know that their children, you know, Baruch Hashem, there are the kids that know how to do it and could do it well, but you have to be careful with that. So I think with that, I just want to recap over here. Mixing into any relationship problem should always be done very, very carefully, and not when it's going to jeopardize your own relationship, and not when it's going to be a problem. And most often, it's not going to help anyway, especially when it comes to your parents. If a parent is asking you to mix in, and you don't feel it could be helpful, then you have to know how to communicate nicely and calmly, and know how to take yourself out of that situation without causing any damage or disrespect. And there are situations where you want to give the chizik, you want to be there for as much as you could be there, and give the healthy suggestions without causing any problems. So I think that, like the Balatidim says, there are definitely times where the best thing you could do, lamana shulam, is to stay away. Sometimes it's staying away from the person that you want to get along with, sometimes it's staying away from a situation that you don't want to make worse. And I think when it comes to children with their parents, that's often such a kind of example. So we don't want to shy away from situations or circumstances that we could help out. And if there's anyone you want to help, it's your parents. And you have to know how much you could and can do, and be realistic and practical. And with Hashem's help, with the right approach and the right attitude, we could help each other live together. B'chava achva, shulam v'rayas.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.